I had a bit of planning to do on this. The first thing was that I would send a text to Melissa to tell her to go into the bedroom and follow my instructions. In order to do this, I had to prepare the bedroom where I actually pulled out a nice sexy black bra, pair of black panties, crotchless but with a pearl string in between, black stockings and high heels. I also put on my laptop beside it and picked up one of my sexiest lesbian scene for her to look at, enjoy, get excited, and possibly start to masturbate, as I had put two of her favorite toys also on the bed. So I sent the text, and within a few seconds got an answer back. What surprise do you have for me in the bedroom? And I just texted, go there, see what there is. There's a video available for your viewing, toys, and I will see you in exactly 15 minutes. Get yourself ready, honey. The porn movie was sexy, one of my favorite. Two gorgeous, hot, sexy women in lingerie. One of them dressed in black and stockings and panties with that pearl string, and the other one moving in on her with the sensual kisses, the breast rubbing, the body just playing with each other, caressing each other. And naturally, the main prize was the pearls, as this beautiful, gorgeous blonde headed towards those pearls. I knew Melissa would get hot and wet just looking at that, thinking of the effect that these pearls or that woman would do if she was between her legs instead. She was at that point massaging her breast while one hand was delicately stroking her belly, reaching her pelvis, gradually making her way to find the stem of pearls. Those pearls were now between her lips. They were placed by itself, by the juice and by the lubrication that her excitement had given her. She started to play with the pearls, moving them up and down, sideways. And as she's doing this, I could see that her breathing was getting heavier and heavier. Within a few minutes, her eyes opened up and she noticed I was there looking at her. I always love watching a woman masturbate. Sexiness, erotic, wetness. I also love tasting a woman. So for me, the question was simple. Dive in. Go check it out. And as I approached the bed, spread her legs wider. Her fingers were still enjoying the pearls. Some of them had already penetrated part of her pussy. And I could not wait then to put my tongue on that. As I approached and breathed deeper and deeper, hotter and hotter, on her thigh, on her pussy, I could see her excitement grow and her nipples becoming more and more erect. What a sight this was. The lingerie, my wife, knowing that she watched two lesbians making out and that she got wet and excited from it. What a sight. Slowly, gradually, I made my way to the prized pearls, licking the top one first with my tongue, knowing that it was millimeters from the clit, pushing it in on the clit. Her reaction was immediate. She could not do anything else than enjoy that. The more I was licking her, the more concentrated in her own sensation she was. I see and I could feel that every movement of my tongue was pleasure to her. I lapped and lapped, pushing the pearls from side to side, at one point pushing them far enough that my tongue had free access to her own personal pearl. The juice was starting to flow, slowly at first, thickening, widening. I could feel and see that she actually was coming closer and closer to her own multi-pleasures. Rapidly, I could feel her enjoyment as at times she squeezed her leg, keeping me positioned right there. It was for her. It was her experience that I wanted. I wanted to give her own little climax, her own excitement, her own pleasures of the flesh. What an amazing thing that a man could do to bring his wife, his partner, to ultimate pleasure of orgasmic. What a sight, what a sound, what a taste. The more I played in that region, the more her breathing got heavier. She kept on cupping her cups, playing with her breast, caressing her nipples as she stroked them gently at first. She brought a finger to her lips, wetted it, and then brought it right back to one of her nipples. It was now glistening with that little saliva that on a certain body part makes it sexy. I wish I could have sucked on them, but I was more dedicated to her orgasm through oral than to suck her breast. The more she played with them, the more they reacted, the more her back arched. At one point, she grabbed my head, pressuring it down there, making sure that it would not leave, and guiding me, guiding my movement, guiding my tempo, guiding the direction. She just kept on enjoying the fact that she was controlling what was happening to her. She was now so wet that I could run my finger onto and into her pussy and feeling the juice. I could use that juice to smear her outer lips, to smear her ass. And I know that every time that I position a finger between her ass and her pussy, pressuring it, her enjoyment grows. So I just kept on anticipating what her moves were, what she would like. Slipping my finger in, getting it wet, wet, wet. And then lubing her own pink asshole. I knew by applying pressure there, she would react even stronger. I was not ready to give it to her yet. I just wanted her to enjoy what I was doing. Give her the pleasure of an orgasm. Bring her into a crescendo from low notes to higher notes and then go back to a waltz of music. Bring it up, relax on her, bring it up again, play with it again, suck on it, nibble the clit, enjoy my tongue on your clit. Enjoy the sensation that I'm giving you right now. Let it play into your body. Let that sensation embed your body. Feel, breathe the pleasure that you are receiving. Let me caress your breast now. As you are doing, stretching my hands toward them, meeting my fingers with yours. On one side, one finger of mine, on the other side, your thumb, just rolling the nipple on it. That is also an exciting sight. Your eyes have been closed now for an indefinite part of time, but I knew it was because you were concentrating on what I was doing, what you were feeling, what was important to you. I could see and I could taste you, that sweet aroma, that taste that is so amazing. Wetness, glycerin, sucking. Hearing you breathe. Knowing that with every move of my tongue, I'm getting you closer and closer to your own pleasure. Knowing that my tongue in that region only pushes buttons to explode on your own orgasm. The pearls were wet, wet, wet. I enjoyed licking them and sucking on them while having those lips sandwiching them. I enjoyed twirling your clit on the beads. I enjoy making you come. The more this was happening, the heavier and heavier your breathing was becoming. The sound of you rising and rising to an orgasm is ultimate pleasure. I now started to play with your pussy, slowly inserting my tongue in it, an inch, just teasing it. But I could see the reaction immediately as you were pushing in on it, not to get a deeper fingered, but just to get that G-spot caressed. And the more I was doing this, the more you were actually pushing on my head. The more it pleased me to see your reaction to not only my tongue, but to my finger. What a pleasure it is to feel the vagina expand, to open up to pleasure, to open up to sensations that only women could have. I'm jealous of women. I'm jealous of the pleasures they get from sex. I think it is the most amazing gift that was given to them, for them to be able to enjoy multiple sensation, multiple orgasm. I envy you women. And as I kept playing with your pussy, finding that G-spot, I knew by the feel of my tongue inside on that little coarse area of your body that it was going to be a wet, wet, wet orgasm. I kept on playing and playing, pulling it out, giving you a chance to breathe, but to demand more, actually. Every time I put it in, you reacted. Every time I pulled it out, you were banging for it to be back in. I flick your clit, your pearls, slowly with my hand, making sure your whole vagina was wet, flicking back and forth, more and more, putting more pressure on those beads, inserting my finger now to the maximum that my finger could go in, just for you to feel being penetrated. But I knew the prize was not deep, but it was close by. I decided to use one of your favorite vibrators. But which one? I had two different ones. But I knew that you always had a preferred one. That little rabbit with those ears that you could actually spread, and its elasticity squeezes back when you let go. And that allowed me basically to just put it on your clit, put it between your lips, and let the marbles do their job. Let the pearls do their job. Let them vibrate your clit. Let them penetrate that little hole that covers your clit so that it makes you come. And I knew this was going to happen. I knew the moment I put it on. But at the same time, there is nothing better than you controlling the pressure, the location, the movement on that vibrator. I pulled your hand, brought it to your pussy, gave you the vibrator, and said, "Honey, make yourself come in my mouth. I want you to juice me up. I want you to come as hard as you can. Please, be free to give yourself pleasure and knowing that it is one of my ultimate pleasure. Making you happy, my love, is what I'm all about." And as I said these words, you could see her relaxing, now taking deep breath and bring that vibrator on her pearls, making that movement that she enjoys so much. Her climax was coming, I could feel it. And now I decided to really play within her inner wall. I inserted two fingers, pulled back my body so I could watch and also have the ability to connect my fingers on her G-spot. I have the ability to pull on it so that when she's ready to come, I could really get her there. My cock was hard and stiff. Ready to explode just by looking at my wife, pleasuring herself and herself coming. I started to stroke myself, knowing that if I could time it properly, I would come on her clit while it was being climaxed. I would come on her pussy while she squirted on me. That was my ultimate goal. Leave my semen, my wet, white cum on her after she had climax. It didn't take long. I was so excited that I was ready, holding off until she was at the verge. And as soon as I felt it, and I felt her second hand grab my hand in a motion to give it to her, that was a signal that she was there. She used my hand and started shoving it into her pussy. Her clit now teased by her vibrator. My motion plus her vibration was all that it took to bring her to orgasm. And me, as soon as the spray from her pussy touched my erect cock, I reciprocated by dropping my load on her. Breathing. The descend of our orgasm. The lowering of our tempo was now in effect. Exhausted, out of wind, out of breath, we caught up and I felt right beside her. I looked at her eyes, now open, and her smile. I knew that she had enjoyed this little dare that I was given, and I had enjoyed it as much as her.